I believe that grades that appear on a student's report card does not show what the student knows. Instead, how many points he has acquired. Students are constantly trying to gather more points, such as extra credit or bonus questions that don't even apply to the subject, so their grade will look good. I believe that the students in today's schools don't care whether they know the subject they are being taught, but rather if it will appear on a test that they are going to take. If a student spends too much time cramming for a test on an unknown subject, all that just goes to your short-term memory. You'll forget in a day or two. But if you study, and I mean really study, it will be in your mind for the rest of your life. This will come in handy as you advance throughout high school, college, and it will even apply to you outside of school in your everyday life. I believe that paying attention in class and practicing by doing work will guarantee you to learn what you need to learn. I believe that a way to fix this problem would be to do away with it entirely. Get rid of the letter grades and tests and focus on the individual. America needs schools that would pay attention to every kid's needs and address them fully. If a student does not understand a topic that is being discussed in the classroom, the teacher should make sure the student knows it and that they don't just go on with class with hope they understand it by the test time. I believe that self-esteem also plays an important role in the attentiveness of students and their participation in classwork. For instance, if a student receives a failing grade on work that they did in class, perhaps to the best of their ability, then most likely as a result they would not feel confident in their other assignments and just give up all hope that they will succeed. Unfortunately, this is the way most of your students think when it comes to failure. They receive one bad grade in a subject and believe that all their other grades will be bad as well, so why even try? I believe that all of this is the reason why grades are not necessary for teaching students what they need to learn.